Arizona lawmakers are advocating for copper to be added to the federal critical minerals list. They say the metal plays a vital role in renewable energy infrastructure and has the potential for financial benefits if designated. Copper is essential for building solar panels, wind turbines, and other renewable energy technologies. Experts forecast global demand for the metal could increase by as much as 600% by 2030. The rising need for copper is also expected to increase the price of metal. Current estimates suggest a jump from around $9,000 per ton to as much as $40,000 per ton by decade's end. To address these anticipated costs, Arizona officials are urging the U.S. Geological Survey to recognize copper as a critical mineral. This designation could provide tax breaks and regulatory incentives for renewable energy developers. While the Department of Energy already lists copper as a critical material, this classification doesn't include the benefits of the Geological Survey's critical minerals list. The latter classification identifies minerals essential to the country's economic and national security, vulnerable to supply chain disruptions. Inclusion on the Geological Survey's list provides advantages, such as accelerated permitting for energy and infrastructure projects. Arizona has significant economic interests in this push, as the state produces roughly 70% of all copper mined in the U.S., generating over $6 billion annually for its economy. However, the proposal has sparked environmental concerns. Critics argue that classifying copper as a critical mineral could open new mines without adequate public input, potentially near sacred tribal lands or popular fishing areas. These critics also worry about reduced oversight of mining operations. Despite these objections, the U.S. House of Representatives recently passed the Critical Mineral Consistency Act, which would add copper to the list. The measure now awaits action in the Senate.